welcome to the WOA FM 99 radio show. This is part two of our Christmas programming. All through December, we're playing the best independent Christmas songs from around the world. Without further ado, let me tell you about this week's certified indie Christmas songs. But before I kick that off, here's some exciting news. In the middle of today's show, after four songs, we've got eight songs on today. After four songs, we have a special guest joining me in the studio, and it is Larry Studnicki from High Plains Drifters. Now, High Plains Drifters have recently hit the top 10 in America on the iTunes charts. They hit the top 20s in the UK with some of their rock songs and alternative songs. So this is one of their first Christmas songs that is doing really well, and WOA Entertainment is backing this song across Europe and America as well. So Larry is joining me in the studio, so stick around for that interview. Here is today's playlist. We kick off with Please Come Home for Christmas, live and unplugged by yours truly. Okay, this is my Oliver Sean live and unplugged. This was actually recorded at a special event that we did for Christmas for charity. Every year, this song actually just really perks up with numbers on Spotify and Apple Music. Followed by Everything I Need This Christmas by Kelly Gale. Just so you know, we're going to be putting links to all these artists in our show notes, so you can actually start following these acts, you know, whoever you like from the list. I hope you like all of them. This is real independent music. It's not your namesake independent music that major labels put out and say, oh, this is independent, but in fact, it's supported by the major labels. This is pure independent music. After Kelly Gale, we've got Ho Ho Hum Xmas, Emily and the Ghosts of Christmas Past. Now, that's the artist. Now, this is more like a Grinch song, okay? So this is about how Christmas is crap. But still, very, very nice track. Number four is one of my favorite artists from England. He's from Croydon, actually, from south of London. And this song is called It's Getting Near Christmas. Now, one of the main reasons I'm playing this song is because Mick is part of the Independent Number One's Volume 6 Christmas special. You know, it was released on the 4th of December. And go to Apple Music or Spotify and look for Independent Number One's Christmas special, Volume 6. I'm sure if you do pop into pubs and restaurants across the UK and some parts of Europe as well, you'll actually hear this in the background. So Mick J. Clark coming in at number four. But number five is Santa Claus Was Here by Lenny Count. Again, just to let you know, I'll be putting links to all the artists onto their Spotify or Apple or their websites. Please do go out and support these wonderful artists. Number six is, of course, our special guest today, Larry Studnicki from High Plains Drifters, who's joining me to talk about his song, Santa, Bring My Girlfriend Back. It's a really funny song, and I really like it. Very well produced. One of my favorite Christmas songs for 2020. Number seven is Light the World by Steve Todd. Number eight is Innocence by Monica Wilson featuring Sarah. And last but not least today is My Main Man by Jim Gary. So I hope you enjoy the show today. And before I go, this Sunday, I'm doing a live and unplugged session, a live streaming gig. It's called The Garage Sessions that I run every fortnight or something like that. So this Sunday, we're doing a special unplugged show before the 23rd of December, when we will have my whole band joining me for a very special Christmas show. On Sunday, this Sunday, will be kind of like a preview of what's coming up, and I'll be chatting with all the fans, and we'll be doing an unplugged session of Christmas songs and some of my originals and some covers. So if you have the time and you'd like to join us, 4:30 p.m. UK time, okay, GMT, tune into youtube.com/Oliver Sean. One word, Oliver Sean. And if you're not into YouTube, you can look for Oliver Sean on Instagram, Facebook, or you can look for Oliver Sean on Twitter, because we will be simulcasting the show on all these platforms. So it's going to be awesome. Yeah, I look forward to seeing you live at my show if you can make it. And if not, I'll check in with you next week when we have part three of our Christmas programming of the WOA FM 99 radio show. Oliver Sean signing out. Have a great day.
Bells will be ringing. Sad, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone. I have no friends to wish me greetings once again. Crowds will be singing sad night. Oh, Christmas carols by candlelight. Please come on for Christmas. Please come on for Christmas. If not for Christmas, by New Year's night. Friends and relations, send salutations. Clear as a star shining above. This is Christmas. Christmas, my dear, the time of year to be with the one you love. So won't you tell me you'll never go wrong? Christmas and New Year's will find you home. No sorrows, no grief, no pain. And I'll be happy once again. Be no sorrow, no grief, no pain. And I'll be happy Christmas.
Ooh, I'm in love, can't you see this Christmas? Clark, and you are listening to the WOA FM 99 Christmas radio show. Stay tuned to catch my Christmas single, It's Getting Near Christmas, from the new independent number one's Christmas special album, Volume 6. Wishing everybody a very Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year.
It's getting near Christmas. It's getting near Christmas. Decorations, wrap your presents, no more time to spare. Everybody hurrying and rushing everywhere. Yeah, it's getting near Christmas. Santa Claus will soon be loading up his sleigh. Now the snow is falling, everybody knows that Mr. Snowman will appear on many seals. It means it's getting near Christmas. The crackers and the funny hats, all the party games. I'm counting every day until we'll be together again. We'll kiss beneath the mistletoe while outside as the cold wind blows. Then beside the fireside, we'll cuddle up real tight. I'll whisper, I love you, as I look into your eyes.
decorations, wrapping presents, no more time to spare. Everybody hurrying and rushing everywhere. Carols singing, bells are ringing, now it's almost here. The most magical, wonderful time of the year. It's getting near Christmas. Whoa, yeah, it's getting near Christmas. Decorations, wrapping presents, no more time to spend. The most magical, wonderful time of the year is almost here, yeah. It's getting near Christmas. Santa Claus will soon be loading up the sleigh. Now the snow is falling, everybody knows that Mr. Snowman will appear. And when he's here, it means it's getting near Christmas. The crackers and the funny hats, all the party games. I'm counting every day until we meet together again. We'll kiss beneath the mistletoe while outside as the cold wind blows. Then beside the fireside, we'll cuddle up real tight. I'll whisper I love you as I look into your eyes. Whoa. Decorations, wrapping presents, no more time to spare. Everybody hurrying and rushing everywhere. Carols singing, bells are ringing, now it's almost here. The most magical, wonderful time of the year. Yeah, 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 it's getting near Christmas. It's getting near Christmas. Decorations, wrapping presents, no more time to spare. The most magical, wonderful time of the year. Yeah, 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 it's getting near Christmas. Yeah, it's getting near Christmas. It's getting near Christmas. It's getting near Christmas.
Bye.
folks. So today we've got Larry Studnicki from one of my favorite bands in New York City, High Plains Drifters. And he's back on the show because of a very special song that Larry has written. And it's called Santa, Bring My Girlfriend Back. Did I get the name right, Larry?
You did get the name.
I did. Sure.
And thank you for having me back on your show. I'm really happy to be here.
Fantastic. So I've heard some great stuff about the song. First of all, it's been added to some major playlists on Spotify, on Tidal. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's on all the streaming services. Okay. Spotify put it on a list of the 5 best new holiday songs of 2020. That was pretty shocking. I didn't expect that. But it's starting to get a fair amount of play on streaming and broadcast radio stations here in the States. I hope in England, too.
Absolutely. So I was about to get on that. First of all, getting on that top 5 Christmas songs is amazing news. So congrats on that, man. And also that song is, you know, to be fair, that is, again, you've stuck to your style, which I always talk about as tongue in cheek. You know, I love calling it that. And this song, again, sticks with that same writing style of yours. It's funny and it's happy, you know, all of that stuff.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with the tongue-in-cheek label. Uh-huh. It doesn't apply to everything we do, and it doesn't apply to everything that we are in the process of doing for the upcoming second album.
Right.
But this song had to be upbeat and funny, given what a crappy year it's been.
I know. And,
you know, we wanted to put out something that would make people smile. And I think as we've gotten comments from friends, family, DJs, and others, a lot of people have just said, you know, I listened to it and it made me smile all the way through. And you can't ask for a better review than that.
Excellent. And you know what? The song's now making its way into, you know, all the pubs and the restaurants and things like that from WOA side, you know, because that's where
there's nothing that pleases me more than the vision of drunken Englishmen.
I know.
I'm a big fan of your country, and the thought that my song is playing in English pubs warms my little American heart.
So, Larry, before we move on to your new album that's coming out very soon, tell us more about Santa, Please Bring My Girlfriend Back. Like, what's the story about?
All right, Santa, Bring My Girlfriend Back is one of a lot of songs that I write that just came out of nowhere. I didn't sit down to write a Christmas song.
Okay.
It's less than 2 years old. We're coming up on the 2-year anniversary of it being written. It was the day after Christmas 2 years ago, December 26th, 2018. I had hosted a sizable chunk of the Studnicki family at my home on Christmas Day.
Oh, nice.
There was some unexpected family drama, big explosion. I'm not going to go into details. It's a family matter.
Yeah.
But things got a little heated and testy, and I was the first one up on what you guys call Boxing Day.
Okay.
And I was the first one up puttering around the kitchen making coffee, and the first 2 lines of the song just popped into my head, lyrics and melody.
Oh, nice.
I've been drinking way too much this Christmas. My friends all want to know the reason why. And the next 2 lines, and then I sat back and said to myself, well, that's appropriate, given what happened yesterday. But where does this go now? And who is this narrator? And why is he drinking his way through the Christmas holidays? And I don't know where the idea came from. I just thought, well, Santa stole his girlfriend. And I wasn't sure that anyone had done a song from that exact angle, so it seemed like a good idea to me, and I went with it, and I, over the course of the next few weeks, I finished the rest of the lyrics and melody.
You know, I also know that the song is doing really well on iTunes. You know, you're starting to see some sort of movement on the charts for High Plains Drifters,
cool,
which is so cool. So my fingers are crossed for you, because you know, the Christmas charts are the most difficult to get into. So if High Plains,
you know, it's funny. This is the first song that we've put out where we're not 100% an indie band.
Uh-huh.
We were fortunate enough that this song came to the attention of some people at Universal Music Distribution. So the single is getting a little bit of an extra push from Universal, but we're still we're still trying to cut through all the noise of all the huge name acts who put out their own Christmas songs.
Exactly.
And, they have promotion and marketing budgets that little guys like us can't touch. So it's tough to make a splash. But I think for a band like ours, we're doing well.
Your song is being pushed considerably. And I really think if you can, break into the top 100, even top 40 and stuff like that, it'll be a huge, huge push for High Plains Drifters overall, even for your new album.
If you're an unsigned band like us, any chart position is an amazing thing to see.
Absolutely.
And I know that you guys at WA have been really helpful in getting some of our singles off the prior record notice.
Yes.
I'm grateful for that. And, If we end up on any iTunes chart with Santa Bring My Girlfriend Back, once we're out of this COVID situation, I'm going to fly over to London and take you out to dinner.
Just get a nice bottle of champagne.
Absolutely.
And also, tell us about the fact that just recently, a few weeks ago, you hit the top 10 in America on, I think it was the rock charts or the singer-songwriter charts.
It was the singer-songwriter iTunes chart for the USA with one of the rock tunes off of our debut album called I Want That Girl. It ended up at number 9 before it started to dip.
Yeah. Jeez, man. In America, to hit number 9 is bloody awesome. That is really good.
To be my age and hit any chart is awesome. Yeah.
No, because
it was incredible.
I thought, because we do a lot of push in the UK and in the European market. And in the European market, I think you peaked with Rear View Mirror in the top 40s or top 50s or something like that.
I think Rear View Mirror, we peaked on the iTunes
rock charts.
Single chart at number 26 with Rear View Mirror.
Number 26. Okay, that's not bad. That's not bad. But
yeah, not bad. No, not bad. We're an unsigned band.
Yeah.
The marketing and promotion people are all people we hire. We don't have a label hiring and paying people to do this stuff.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah. But with WOA, you kind of get sort of like a label team doing this for the charts, which is really cool.
You guys have been an amazing help.
Oh, thank you, man. You're welcome.
Singles that charted, and I'm really grateful to you.
Which brings me to the next point. You've got a new album coming. Can you tell us more about it? Or is it under, secrecy, all that stuff?
It's not subject to any double secret super probation.
Okay.
We're pretty far along. We have, in addition to the Santa Bring My Girlfriend Back single, we have two other songs in the can.
Yeah.
One of them's a ballad called Since You've Been Gone. The other is a very up-tempo, poppier tune called He Reminds Me of You, which I wrote most of the lyrics, but I didn't write it to be sung by me. I wrote it to be sung by one of our female backup singers. She's taking the lead on that. And our guitarist, John Makem, wrote a counterpoint to what she's singing. It's a girl missing guy song, but from a slightly different perspective, again, maybe tongue in cheek, where as you listen to the lyrics, you realize that the girl who's missing the guy she's thinking about maybe had a slightly off kilter sadomasochistic relationship with him, and she really misses it.
Oh man, leave it to you guys to come up with the most fantastic ideas for songs.
Well,
I love
it. It's not hitting you over the head with it. As you listen to the lyrics, I think you kind of get that idea. Okay. So that's done.
Okay.
We are less than 2 weeks away from going back into the studio with the full band.
Okay.
Where we have very solid working demos of three more songs that we'll be recording on December 19th.
Got it.
And another six that are in earlier demo form that I hope the band will be tackling in January.
Well, best of luck on the new album, but more than that for now, best of luck on Santa Bring My Girlfriend Back. And on that note, we're going to play Santa Bring My Girlfriend Back, and it's one of my favorite Christmas songs. Larry, thanks for being on the show, and here is my new favorite Christmas song.
I've been drinking way too much this Christmas. My friends all want to know the reason why. I keep drinking like a fish all Christmas. Well, at Thanksgiving, my love told me goodbye. She ran off with a fat man and his reindeer. He promised her she'd have eternal life, with no need to turn into a vampire. My girl is planning on becoming Santa's wife. Santa, please bring back my girlfriend. She's the angel on my tree. She's my mistletoe and holly when she's smiling back at me. I do love her, so I beg you bring her back, or on Christmas Day I'll have a heart attack.
Tell me more.
Pour me a whiskey.
Tell me more.
Get me a beer.
Tell me more.
I'm tired of talking about my lack of Christmas cheer. Santa, turn your sleigh around and bring her back, or on Christmas Day I'll have a heart attack. I've been drinking way too much this Christmas. People comment on my bloodshot, droopy eyes. I keep drinking like a fish all Christmas. So sad, my girlfriend told me a pack of lies. She promised me we'd always be together, but behind my back she planned a great escape with that fat man and his sleigh and those damn reindeer, saying red's my favorite color anyway. Santa, please bring back my girlfriend. She's the angel on my tree. She doesn't have a virus, her hands are always clean. Santa, turn your sleigh around and bring her back, or on Christmas Day I'll have a heart attack. Pour me a whiskey.
Tell me more.
Get me a beer.
Tell me more.
I'm tired of talking about my lack of Christmas cheer. Santa, turn your sleigh around and bring her back, or on Christmas Day I'll have a heart attack. I'm still drinking way too much this Christmas. Every sleigh I see reminds me I'm alone. But I'll keep drinking way too much this Christmas, pretending Santa Claus is just a plastic gnome.
Tell me more.
Pour me a whiskey.
Tell me more.
Get me a beer.
Tell me more.
I'm tired of talking about my lack of Christmas cheer. Santa, turn your sleigh around and bring her back, or on Christmas Day I'll have a heart attack. Santa, please bring back my girlfriend. She's the angel on my tree. She's my mistletoe and holly when she's smiling back at me. I do love her, so I beg you bring her back.
Bring her back!
Or on Christmas Day I'll have a heart attack. Turn your sleigh around and bring my girlfriend back, or on Christmas Day I'll have a heart attack.
Why should they be left alone? Come and gone, these memories will sing my song from a time so long ago, sledding in the winter snow. I remember when. Inside used to talk to me from a time so long ago. Our cheeks were red from the cold. I remember.
Yeah. before Christmas, I can hardly wait. My list just keeps growing, hope it's not too late. Off of the school bus and in the back door, Mommy is weeping, sweeping the floor. A plate has been broken, the one with the heart. And Daddy's been packing, about to depart. He looks in my eye and takes up my hand. Take care of your mother, you're my main man. 1 week before Christmas, he's gone out the gate. One wish on my list now, it can't be too late. Dear Santa, it's Joey. And for Christmas this year, all I want, all I ask for, is my daddy to be here. I know you can do it, Mommy says that you can. I love you, dear Santa, you're my main man. I believe, I do believe, and now it's come, it's Christmas Eve. I'm dreaming of reindeer flying in the sky. Mommy and Daddy, Santa and I. Well, it must be past midnight, 'cause I heard the clock. My bedroom door opens with a soft, gentle knock. He steps in from the shadows, covers of night. He stops and he stands like a saint in the light. He says, sometimes it happens, I don't know why, but I think you've been talking to the wrong guy. I can only do so much in cases like these. Best get out of bed and get down on your knees. Dear Jesus, it's Joey. And for Christmas this year, all I want, all I ask for, is my daddy to be here. I know you can do it, Santa says that you can. I love you, dear Jesus, you're my main man. The tears wash the sleep right out of my eyes. And there with his beard off, to my great surprise, was my daddy in a Santa Claus suit. I swear some illusions were shattered, but I didn't care. Dear Jesus, it's Joey. And for Christmas this year, I got all that I wanted, 'cause my daddy's right here. I knew you could do it, Santa's your biggest fan.